At 7 minutes past seven, it's Fiona Kelly with a look at what it says in your morning papers.
Pictures of people looking frustrated, confused and worried across Portugal and Spain during yesterday's power outage are carried on the front of most of today's papers. The Irish Times, which leads with the story, runs with the shot of commuters outside Spain's biggest train station, Atocha station in Madrid, which was closed during yesterday's outage. The picture in the front of the Irish Independent is of people seeking information from police officers in Valencia, while in the Irish Examiner, it's of Portuguese restaurant workers outside the restaurants where they work in Lisbon. Although the Irish Daily Mirror runs with the line in its lead story that freak atmospheric vibrations were to blame, the statement from Spanish Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez is widely quoted asserting that his government doesn't have conclusive information about the cause of the power cut, which resulted in a national emergency being called. The Portuguese government released its own statement, meanwhile, stating that cybersecurity officials indicated that there was no evidence that it was a cyber attack. The Examiner leads with details of the case in which former councillor Sean Tyrrell was given a four-month prison sentence with a separate four-month jail term suspended for 2 years for offences related to harassment and harmful communications, also known as Coco's Law. In a victim impact statement, which he read out in Kilkenny Circuit Court, Sinn Féin MEP Kathleen Funchen described the lasting distress she endured at the hands of the 39-year-old who she was in a relationship with between 2016 and 2022. For its lead story, The Independent reports that Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan has welcomed the findings of a study on the use of the in-camera rule in family law cases. The study suggests that domestic abuse survivors should be allowed to waive their anonymity and name their abusers. The 5.5-year prison sentence handed down to Glenn Ward, named in the High Court as the leader of a North Dublin crime group known as the Gucci Gang, provides the Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun with their lead stories. Known in Finglas, where he's from, as Mr. Flashy, the 32-year-old is also thought to have links to the Kinahan organised crime group. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the line that multiple backbench TDs from Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil have pushed back on plans touted by Education Minister Helen McEntee to create more multi-denominational schools. Both of today's Northern papers have lead stories about public spending. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the pay of top-ranking members of the PSNI. One officer, who has since gone on to take up a role as a chief constable in England, was paid more than £500,000 between wages and pension payments in 2023 and 2024. And finally, the Irish News reports on an accusation levelled by SDLP MLA Matthew O'Toole at Michelle O'Neill and other ministers in Stormont yesterday that they have been swanning around the world and staying in opulent hotels while the North's public services are in ruin.
Fiona, thank you. It's 7:10.